Hello and welcome to Ask a Lion, presented by Detroit Medical Center. I'm Tori Petrie, along with tight end Darren Fells. Darren, we tried to find a box for me to stand on for this video because you're quite a bit taller than me, but thanks for coming on Ask a Lion. Which teammate would you let babysit your daughters and why?
Oh, man. That's a short list.
What one classic Nickelodeon cartoon would you bring back for new episodes?
What?
I know this is a tough one for you.
Ooh, I love cartoons, too. Oh, my goodness. Nickelodeon.
How many mini Aishons could you beat up?
How many mini Aishons could I beat up? Well, I can beat up Aishon now.
Man, I was real big with Rugrats. So that's my big. I love it. You know, I love the baby mode. I don't like when it got grown up. It was lame. I wanted one when nobody could understand them. But Angelica, that was crazy, right? Everybody can understand Angelica, but nobody can understand it. So it was like crazy. I loved it.
Do you plan on ever changing your cut noise? I think you should try some different animals or something like that. Shout out from Germany.
To be honest with you, I'm so tone deaf. So like when I am cutting, I don't even realize I'm making those noises. I actually realized the first time I did it when I was mic'd up for a game.
Right.
And I was kind of embarrassed. I was like, I didn't know I made those sounds. But I didn't know that.
Which one was your favorite character on Rugrats?
Oh, man. Ooh. I'm going to take Tommy just because he was the most common smart one because I couldn't be no feeling, no lil. They was eating bugs and stuff. I ain't trying to eat no bugs.
I know, like this guy right here, he was pretty.
Best hands in the linebacker room right here, baby.
Worst celebration ever.
What is the worst / best prank that's been played on you in the locker room?
Oh, in the locker room.
I would say as of recently, I ordered a fake snake on Amazon.
My rookie year going into the spring, someone called me and they were trying to act like I was getting traded. And I was in California at the time, total relaxed mode, pina coladas, feet up the whole nine yards. And I thought I was getting traded to some team and it was terrible.
And I would run around clipping it on the back of guys' jerseys, t-shirts, and I'd be like, whoa, snake. And some guys dang near pulled a hammy.
I would say water in your cleats. You know, you can't obviously see it, and then when you feel it, it's too late.
Is this a teammate that did this to you?
No, this was a friend. Oh. Well, an ex-friend now. Ex-friend. I had to cut him off. That's terrible. You don't do that. You don't do that to me. Come on now.
Thanks, Joik.
Joik did this to you.
Joik Bell. I remember you.
People say you're the best trash talker on the team, but who would you say talks a big game that might surprise people?
Tahir Whitehead. He talked so much in the locker room, I'm about to beat him up today.
I feel like you got to take Ebron out because he's in the category of his own. Ebron's probably talks the most, but he's not the best.
Who on the team really reminds you of a character in a TV show or a movie?
I would probably say Ebron reminds me of Fat Albert.
Besides a dying pig sound, what other sounds can you make?
I don't know, Velociraptor, but we won't get into that.
Do you know why Jared Davis suplex tackles so much?
I don't know. You know, he's a country guy, so.
Yeah, that's all I got.
He doesn't want to do it too much because he doesn't want to get that fine.
Do you have any superstitious habits you do before a game?
The only thing that I do is absolutely nothing. Like the real Thor, like the God of Thunder, is it? Or like some guy dresses Thor, because some guy dresses Thor, I'm definitely whooping that guy, but like the real Thor, probably Thor would get me. It'll be close though.
If you could start an R&B supergroup, who would be in it? Only Lions players.
Only Lions players. Okay. It'd be me. It'd be Don Carey.
Okay.
It would be Ebron for a showman. I don't know if anybody else could hold a tune. So.
Did TJ Lang apologize to you for jinxing you after you were on his show crying laughing face?
Yes, he did. He definitely jinxed me and apologized. I said, don't worry, you just ruined a record for me, but it's okay.
All right, last question here. You might recognize this name. At TJ Lang 70, he says, chairs? #, ask a liar. Oops, # ask a lion.
Oh, TJ, that's been a good joke he's been running all year. He has yet to ask me in person for a set of chairs. But you know what? I'm just going to keep not buying them for him. So until he has me on the show, I'm not getting him any chairs.